जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीर वन चाहती Jai Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Shri Radhe Jai Radha Gopinatha Radha Gopinatha Shri Radhe Jai Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Shri Radhe Jai Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Krishna Balaram Jai Krishna Balaram Jai Gaurani Jai Jai Prabhupada Nitai Go Hari Go Hari Go Hari Go Nitai Go Hari Go
Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vitalaya Shimati Gopal Krishna Goswami Prabhupada Shasaitanya Prakasha Vitiracha Pracharan Kirvanshara Gurpati Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Vitalaya Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesa Sunyavadi Paschachade Ishatarine Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chaksuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Juta Padakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sakrachatam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataravyascha Kipa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaisnavibhyo namo namaha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashati Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Ram Ram Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So today we are reading from a new chapter from the 10th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam, Samanbanam, chapter 27. Lord Indra and Mother Surabhi offer prayers. Shall I read the summary and then text one? This chapter describes how the Surabhi cow and Indra, having seen the amazing power of Lord Krishna, perform a bathing ceremony for him. Ashamed of having attacked Vrindavan with a violent storm, Indra secretly came before Lord Krishna, offered obeisances, and praised him. Indra stated that although Sri Krishna is never caught in the current of material illusion, which is born of ignorance, he nevertheless accepts a human-like body and performs various activities to establish religious principles and chastise the wicked. By this means, he crushes the false prestige of those who presume themselves great controllers. Indra went on to declare that Krishna is the Father, Guru, and Lord of all living entities, and that in the form of time, he is the agent of their punishment. Satisfied with Indra's prayers, Sri Krishna told him that he had stopped the Indra Yajna so that Indra, puffed up as he was with false pride, would remember the Lord. Persons intoxicated by material opulence never see him standing before them with the rod of punishment in his hand. Therefore, if Lord Krishna desires the actual good fortune of some person, he brings him down from his position of opulence. Lord Krishna ordered Indra to return to his proper position in heaven and to serve there without egotism. Indra, along with the cow Surabhi, then performed a bathing ceremony for Krishna using the water of the heavenly Ganges and the milk of Mother Surabhi. Indra and the cow took this opportunity to bestow upon the Lord the name Govinda, and the demigods showered flowers and recited various prayers. Text 1. Sri Suka Uvacha. Govardhane Drite Saile. Asarad Rakshite Vraje. Golokad Avrajat Krishna. Surabhi Sakra Ivacha. Sisuka Uvacha. Govardhane Drite Saile. Asarad Rakshite Vraje. Golokad Avrajat Krishna. Surabhir Sakra Evacha. Someone else?
Vishuka Uvacha.
Vishuka Uvacha. Maharaj. Sisuka Uvacha. Asara Rakshite Braje. Golokat Abrajat Krishnam. Sisuka Uvacha. Govardhane Drite Saile. Asarad Rakshite Braje. Golokat Abrajat Krishna. Suravir Sakrati Vacha. Word for word meaning. Sisuka Uvacha. Sri Sukadev Goswami said, Govardhane, Govardhan, Drite, having been held, Saile, the hill, Asharat, from the rainfall, Rakshite, having been protected, Vraje, Vraja. Golokat, from the planet of the cows. Abrajat, came. Krishnam, to Krishna. Surabhi, mother Surabhi. Shakra, Indra, Eva, also. Cha, and. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada K. Sukadev Goswami said, after Krishna had lifted Govardhan Hill and thus protected the inhabitants of Braj from the terrible rainfall, Surabhi, the mother of the cows, came from her planet to see Krishna. She was accompanied by Indra. Everybody, please repeat. Sukadev Goswami said, after Krishna had lifted Govardhan Hill and thus protected the inhabitants of Braj from the terrible rainfall, Surabhi, the mother of the cows, came from her planet to see Krishna. She was accompanied by Indra. Purport. The word Goloka here indicates the material planet called Goloka, which is filled with exceptional cows. Surabhi went joyfully to see Lord Krishna, but Indra went fearfully. As indicated by this verse, Lord Krishna had to adopt extraordinary measures to protect his Vrindavan associates from Indra's obnoxious and offensive attack. Certainly Indra was ashamed. and also nervous about his future. Having acted improperly, he had fearfully gone to seek the shelter of Lord Brahma, who then ordered him to take along Surabhi from the material Goloka planet and go to see Krishna. Sisuka uvacha govardhane drite saile asharad rakshite vraje golokat avrajat krishnam surabhi sakra evacha. So the lifting of Govardhan Hill was over, and King Indra, who is the king of the demigods, he understood the offense that he committed against Lord Krishna and the Brajavasis. He's very embarrassed, more than embarrassed, ashamed of himself, understanding the position of Lord Krishna. He's not an ordinary boy, not an ordinary cowherd boy, but the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Krishna, he did not punish Indra physically. The punishment was putting him in the situation that he will understand his position. This is more than a punishment. It says, infamy is worse than death, Bhagavad Gita says. To teach, the purpose of this Govardhan Leela is to teach that the demigods, they're not the personalities that is due to be worshipped. The topmost worship should be unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And to teach Indra, specifically his very intoxicating position as being puffed up like a chapati going up. Puffed up in ego, puffed up in false pride. And this is natural, especially for the conditioned souls like us. If this happens to King Indra, what to say of us, the earthly living entities? This can happen to a person, especially who is in the position to lead or to control. So one must be very, very careful. It says, what? Pride comes down before fall. And to appease now, because King Indra understood, I committed a big mistake here. Blunder. Therefore, how to do this now? I have to go and see Krishna. This is how we can be forgiven, especially when we commit Vaishnava aparad. It doesn't matter how much we chant the holy name of the Lord. It doesn't matter how much we in earnest, sincerely attend the whole morning programs. If we commit offense to a Vaishnava, we have to ask forgiveness to the same Vaishnava that we have committed the offense. So he is embarrassed, and therefore to also be sure that he will be forgiven, Lord Brahma, along with King Indra, sent the Surabhi cow from the planet of the cows. Now this is different than the Gokul Vrindavan. There is a planet of the cows in Swargaloka. And Surabhi, she is the mother of the cows. Prabhupada says, Surabhi means one who can give unlimited milk, as much as you need and as many times as you want. Now where can we find that now? We have to go to Swargaloka. She's still there. Because there's the planet of the cows there, where also all the cows are giving unlimited milk. Surabhi, or the descendants of Surabhi, Mother Surabhi, are very, very important. Without the milk coming from the cows, we will not get butter. Havardhani, one of the names of Surabhi is Havardhani. Havardhani means one whom where the butter comes from the milk. And from the butter, what do we see? That we can be produced from butter. Ghee. And without ghee, we'll not be able to perform yajna, sacrifice, ritualistic sacrifice or ceremony. And without yajna, then how we can please Lord Vishnu? Of course, in Kali Yuga, the yajna is Sankirtan yajna. But still we perform yajna. Like during initiation or wedding ceremony. It is very important to perform yajna. And without yogurt, without milk, without butter, without ghee especially, then it's not possible to perform this. So, along with King Indra, Lord Brahma asked Surabhi to go along with King Indra. Just like, if you want to please me, please my dog. Something like that. You know, because this is the first time that Lord Krishna will be called Govinda. Govinda means one who pleases the senses and the cows and the land, especially of Vrindavan, which is part of Lord Balaram's energy. One who pleases the cows and the senses in the land of Vrindavan is Lord Krishna. Govinda. Go. Go means senses and cow or land as well. And Vinda means one who provides or one who gives. It's like the Vedas. The Vedas also is Vinda, one who provides informations about the Supreme Absolute Truth. So, it says that King Indra, because he's embarrassed, and for not him to be humiliated more, he wanted to find a place where he'll be able to reveal his mind and his heart towards Krishna. He didn't go to where Lord Krishna will be surrounded by his devotees or the inhabitants of Vrindavan. It's like, there is a saying again, if you want to chastise someone, you do it privately. And if you want to praise, glorify somebody, do it publicly. So is the same thing happens here? Thinking that, oh, I don't want to be more embarrassed the way I did, because my intention, being puffed up, is to, yes, embarrass also this boy who's talkative boy. Talking too much. But it's not just talking too much, he's also doing a lot to protect his devotees, the Brajabasis, the cows. It was demoniac for King Indra to think that, yes, I will send the Sambartaka clouds. The rain that's been produced by these clouds is enough to inundate the entire universe and to be annihilated, to be destroyed. But no, Lord Krishna is so powerful that even though the raindrops is considered to be the size of the pillars, that all the inhabitants, the cows, everyone under the Govardhan Hill has been protected by Lord Krishna. That it didn't even touch the ground. As soon as, even before touching the ground, it is dried up. So there is no flood at all. So King Indra was met by Lord Krishna. If you go on a parikrama, Govardhan parikrama, you will find a place before reaching Jatipur, Surabhi Kund. You've been parikrama, you've seen this Surabhi Kund. This is the place where Lord Krishna, which we will also read later on, will be given Abhishek, bathed by Surabhi and King Indra with Ganga and the milk coming from Surabhi. He says that in this Surabhi Kund, if you take bath here, all the offenses also will be forgiven, except Vaisnava Parad. Because again, you have to ask forgiveness from the person whom you have offended. Everything can be forgiven by the holy name or by chanting the Bhagavad Gita. If one commits Dhamma Parad, you can chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra also. Chant Srimad Bhagavatam. If you commit aparad while doing deity worship, which is inevitable that one always commit, even a fraction, one can chant Bhagavad Gita, Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, chanting the holy name of the Lord. Committing Nama Aparad, one can also chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, continuously chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, one should always loudly pray to the all-powerful Sri Hari to drive all these different evils or anarthas within our heart so that our heart will be purified. So King Indra wanted to be free from this aparad, from this offense. And in this way, Krishna as the Paramatma within the heart of everyone, the localized aspect of the Supreme Absolute Truth, he understood, and so he agreed to be met in this place, in Surabhi Kund. And it says that when Lord Krishna met King Indra, he spoke with him not in the voice of a small child. It's like, you must have heard the child when he speaks. It's like very, very tiny or very small. But with like a thunder, sound of a thunder. King Indra, he prays Lord Krishna, glorify him, understanding his position that he is none other than the Supreme Personality of Godhead, free from the modes and material nature, accepting his mistakes. And Lord Krishna actually he did this to teach everyone a lesson. Not just the demigods, but everyone, including us. Not to be proud. There is a saying, even a pauper is proud of his penny. It's like when you go on parikrama, you've seen a lot of these beggars. They're so proud. They always keep counting their money. And they're so proud. But they don't have much. So I compiled some subtle signs of being proud here. And see if you ask yourself, see if this is present. Okay? I'm sure many of this also I am experiencing. But there is hope for everyone. Assuming you already know something when someone is teaching you. That is being proud. Assuming somebody is teaching you. Oh, no, I know this already. You don't have to teach me. Seeing yourself as too good to perform certain tasks. Some proud, even devotees, I've seen this. It's like if there is something that needs to be done, and it is not their duty or it is not their service, they will say, I'm sorry, Maharaj, I only do kirtan. I don't sweep the floor. I don't do any even artic. I only do kirtan. That is being proud. Being too proud to ask for help. If you need something, if you need some help, be always ready to ask for help. If you always say, oh, I don't need help, I can do it by myself. Feeling the need to consistently teach people things. Have you seen some devotees like this? Always telling everyone what to do, even though he's not in the position to do it. This is a good one here. Talking about themselves a lot. Have you seen some devotees like this? Yeah, I did this. I've done that. Oh, yes. I'm the one who is responsible. You've heard something like this before? Thinking you are better than others who are different or less fortunate. When you disregard the advice of others, when you are consistently critical. You've heard of some devotees like this? Sometimes. Consistently need for attention and affirmation. Unable to receive constructive criticism. Overly obsessed with their physical appearance. Unwilling to submit to authority. Ignoring people's attempt to communicate with you. Justifying our sin instead of admitting it. Oh, this is just few subtle signs. So if we see and understand that this is happening to us, we better change as soon as possible. Otherwise, Krishna will do something for us to understand and be embarrassed or humiliated or be able to understand in a way that just like what happened to King Indra. Hmm? Krishna is so eager for all of us to go back home, back to Godhead, than we do. Krishna only wanted everyone to be happy in Krishna consciousness. And anyone who has an inclination, even a little bit of inclination, of trying to go back home, back to Godhead, Krishna will help this person to do it, even at the expense of embarrassing or humiliating this person because of being proud. Give him a lesson. And I learned a lot of lessons myself. Even last Kartik. We should be always kind of like looking inside whether am I doing good or not. And if we cannot see it, then we should ask a dear friend of ours to tell us, have you seen something wrong with me? Do you find something that I need to improve? I want to make advancement. And this is genuine Vaishnava. A person who says, I don't need any help, I know everything, just like what we've read. He will not make advancement in Krishna consciousness. It will take him millions and millions and millions and millions of lifetimes before he can go back home, back to Godhead. So, there is hope for everyone. We just to open up our heart. Just like King Indra did after committing or understanding that he committed this aparad or blunder. And this is Krishna consciousness. Especially revealing our heart to Lord Balaram. Lord Balaram means strength. Balaram. He is the strength. He has this strength, spiritual strength. If we find ourselves becoming spiritually weak, we should ask Lord Balaram's help. And Lord Nrisimhadev, with his chisel-like nails, to uproot our unwanted desires, our anarthas. And with Lord Balaram's plow, with the hook, take it out from our heart. Then only then we will make advancement, and hope against hope, we'll be able to go back home, back to Godhead in this lifetime. Hare Krishna. Okay, stop here. Any other points or question? Hare Krishna.
You mentioned that Sri Ravi came and did the Abhishek, so he even called Govinda starting at that time.
That time.
So Sri Ravi came, and then Krishna is known as Govinda.
Yes.
But Lord Rama Sunita, Govinda Maripurusha, has been there for this time immemorial. So how do we understand that this is the first time as Govinda?
Many things happened in different kalpas, in different sequence. It says that also King Indra's pride didn't really become pulverized. Didn't really like gone after doing the Abhishek. It's like we do Abhishek for the Lord every day. The Lord doesn't have to take bath. He's always purified. It's like solar eclipse, lunar eclipse. We have to close the doors. the Lord cannot be contaminated. But we do this Abhishek to the Lord for auspiciousness, to bestow upon us blessings for everyone. So Govinda is always there. Govinda's name is always there, but the Acharya says, we will hear also later on part of the chapter, that this is the first time that the name Govinda was given to Lord Krishna. It was known as Gopal. Gopal, the protector of the cows. Right? And Govinda is the predominating deity of the Abhideya Tattva. If we want to sincerely want to establish our relationship with Lord Krishna, we have to perform bhakti. And then we worship Govinda. In the beginning, for the neophytes, one worships Madan Mohan, who is the predominating deity of Sambandha Tattva. Many temples in ISKCON, they are Radha Madan Mohan. Just like in Washington, D.C., I've seen Ananda Mataji, who forgot to welcome her this morning. The president, Ananda Vrindavan Mataji, yes. Madan Mohan, many temples. In Hyderabad, Prabhupada established the temple, Madan Mohan. Govindaji is the first deity that was discovered in Vrindavan. In Gomatila. They've heard that there is a cow is emptying her udder into this hole on top of the hill. And Rupa Goswami went there. And he asked and he witnessed this cow emptying her udder with the milk from her udder. And he asked the Brajabasis to dig. And they found Govindaji. Govindaji is the face, it's like Madan Mohan, Radha Govindaji, and Gopinathji. These are the three deities that comprises the resemblance of what Lord Krishna looks like. It's like if you go to Madan Mohan temple, Radha Madan Mohan temple in Karoli, in one day, he says that if you go and have darshan of these three deities, because Madan Mohan resembles the from the navel down to his lotus feet, that is Lord Krishna. And Gopinathji is from the navel up to the neck, that resembles Krishna. And Govindaji is the beautiful face of Lord Krishna. So if you go in one day and have darshan of Madan Mohan in Karoli and in Jaipur, Radha Shyama Sundar and Govindaji, you'll have darshan also of Lord Krishna. Especially in Kartik time. It's very auspicious. So Govindaji, yes. Huh? Radharaman is also Lord Chaitanya, not just the three. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu included. Yes. Yes, Prabhu. Where is the mic? Oh, you got the mic. It's okay. You can do it.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. My question is, as you mentioned in the class, like if you have done any Vaishnava Prat, you have to go in front of him and ask for forgiveness.
Yes.
But sometimes if you are performing some service and indirectly we have like done like some Vaishnava Prat, and because of ignorance and because of our lack of knowledge, we didn't even realize.
Okay.
In such situation, what one should do?
That's why we offer our obeisances in the morning. Now let us offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnavas. Bansakalpatrubhyasya kripasindubhya evacha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namah. That means, yes, it's like there's a story of is it one Goswami, and he was laughing, but he was not, huh? Rupa Goswami, he was not laughing. There was one Vaishnava who was like having some disability. So he did not really like purposely laugh at that person. But he felt something wrong also. Usually when you commit a Vaishnava parad, you will feel inside some heaviness. If you say something, if you especially saying something with the mind, if you commit a Vaishnava parad, it's not really an aparad, but better check yourself not to do it constantly. Otherwise, from the mind, it'd be to the words, and then physically. That is the worst. So that's why we offer obeisances in the morning. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Maharaj. I was wondering, you were mentioning that when we come in aparad, we should, you know, ask for forgiveness from the person we have offended.
Yes.
In this case, in the approach Krishna, and Krishna never asked him to approach the rich vases and ask for forgiveness. I've seen in other episodes, like the Amarish Maharaj.
Yeah. Well, ultimately, the aparad, the heaviest, was to Lord Krishna. And again, we've heard that if you water the root of the tree, all the branches, the leaves, the twigs, and everything gets nourished. So, ultimately, because he is the representative of the Brajabasis, Lord Krishna. What if King Indra only asked forgiveness to the Brajabasis and not to Lord Krishna? Then it's not the same also. So ultimately, he was forgiven. He understood. Because he doesn't want to be humiliated. He opened his heart. That's why he just wanted to talk with Lord Krishna. And Krishna fulfilled that. And he says, okay, you go back to your kingdom. He was forgiven in that way. He does not have to ask forgiveness from the other Brajabasis. Okay? Because ultimately the offense is against Lord Krishna. Over there. Hold on. Yeah. Yes, sir. Turn it on. This is a magical microphone.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you very much for the nice class, especially the points which you bring for Friday. Maharaj, I had a question regarding Surbikund and Govind.
Yeah.
Basically, you mentioned that Surbi did abhishek of Krishna on Surbi.
Yeah.
So, what is the significance of Govind?
Govindakund, this is where Madhavendra Puri found the. This is where the Gopal. This is where he sat down, and where Lord Krishna, as a cowherd boy, asked him, "Who are you? I've seen you're meditating. I've heard that you are not. You're not eating. So here is a pot of milk."
Thank you.
This is the sitting place of Madhavendra Puri. Yes?
Hare Krishna, thank you very much for the class. Especially these subtle offenses we can do when you're proud. I wanted to ask about that one point you mentioned, ignoring others' attempts to communicate. And relating to prajalpa. Some people just don't speak nice or relevant things. Can you elaborate on that? How is that allowed to ignore, or how do we act?
We should learn how to listen or to hear. Everyone has their own. They want to say something. And I have that experience. I know some devotees, they want to tell me something. I know what they're going to tell me anyway. But if I ignore them, I'll commit an aparad. Ignoring means you don't have any value. So get out of my way. Everyone should be given a chance to say something to you or listen to them. You probably will know already what they're going to tell you, but at least give them the chance to be heard. Right? That is being polite, that is being courteous, and that is being kind. It's like sometimes we already like made up the answer for what you're going to tell me. Even before you tell me something, I already have an answer for you. That is also being proud. Huh? I already made up my mind because I know you. Even though I don't know you. But for me, I know you. That is being proud. In Vrindavan, we have these many experiences. How to communicate, how to speak, how to relate. And if we are not very careful, Radharani will not let us stay here for a long time. It's not possible. You have a question here? Okay, to you and to you and to you. Last three. Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, thank you so much. I think this is very nice. I was thinking about pride, and you mentioned that not asking for help is actually a form of
being proud, yeah.
So what happens, like, you know, because you become vulnerable and you do open up your heart and you ask for help, and then you don't get that help, you have gone to the right source, the senior.
Then the devotee, other person.
Senior devotee.
Yes.
And so forth, and very humbly you ask them and you open up your heart, but you don't get the reciprocation. Then how do you tackle that? Like, how do you
Okay, if you're not able to get the help that you need, maybe even a shoe, voila, you can ask. It's just an example. It's a crude example. Help you can take from anybody. It's like there is a saying that even a piece of gold, you can pick it up from a pile of stool. So, help can be taken, not just always verbally, just by observing also. We have to be a good observer. Just by observing others, we can learn from them so much. Without, it's like, what? Cleansing of the Gundicha temple. They ask someone, they don't have to say anything. Just say what? Haribo? I need a bucket. Haribo? I need a broom. Haribo? So help, if you ask and you approach a more senior and he's not able to help, help can be also be received from an equal or even from a lesser person. Just like that, was that? That Abadut in the 11th canto? He learned from many, many living entities. From a bird, from a prostitute, from a tree.
Thank you.
Yes. Don't turn it off.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah, Hare Krishna.
Yeah. It was a nice class on regarding the Indra. Again, I wanted to ask regarding Maharaj the proud. Like the factor of Indra shows the proud. Similarly, we have in our like to a certain extent there is proudness.
Yeah.
Can this journey from proud, can we make it till pride? Like for example, proud of ourselves. We should become pride for ISKCON and Prabhupada.
Yeah, you can be proud of being a devotee, Prabhupada says.
And in this journey, like for example, for a doctor, he has to do, suppose he has to remove a tumor, he has to sacrifice something.
Prabhupada says you can be proud to be a devotee and a member of ISKCON, but if you don't preach, if you don't spread Krishna consciousness, if you don't tell others about Krishna, then that is not good. Okay. Being proud means, yes, I want to help others also. We have to be proud to be a devotee. But if we keep it to ourselves only, then that is dangerous. Because we'll become like King Indra also. Hare Krishna. Okay, last question here, last two. Actually, King Indra's being proud did not disappear because later on he fought with Krishna when Krishna stole the Parijata flower. Right? He forgot again. That is the difference between a liberated soul and a conditioned soul. We're always forgetful of our position.
Thank you, Maharaj. I was, in regards to Panchamura Prabhu's question, Govinda Mani Purusha, a thought comes this, Govinda also means the one who gives pleasure to Gokul, Govinda, one who gives pleasure to the gopis, one who gives pleasure to the gopas.
Yeah.
So, therefore, it can be...
That's Gopal, that's Gopinath. Govinda, according to the Sanskrit dictionary, is the one who pleases the cows, the senses. When the cows, that includes the cowherd boys, that includes the cowherd ladies, that includes everything about the cows.
Also, Maharaj, just one quick point. The difference between the offense that was committed by Lord Brahma in the Brahma Vimohan Leela and Indra, our acharyas have a commentary that, and perhaps you can throw some more light. Indra actually brought all the Vrajvasis together, even in his offense.
Mm-hmm.
All the five rasas were present, whereas Lord Brahma took away the devotees, the cows. The cowherd boys. So, if you want to elaborate a little bit on that would be appreciated.
Everything that happens is completely for the benefit of his devotees. Anything that happens to us or will happen to us is for us to learn. So, everything has a purpose. Not even a blade of grass move without the will of the providence. So, yes, this is the time, Govardhan Leela, for 7 days, they wanted to be with Lord Krishna. This was the opportunity to be with Lord Krishna for 7 days. And then the Brahma Vimohan Leela, the mothers, they fulfilled the desires that they wanted to have Krishna as their son. So Krishna fulfilled this. And also the cows, the mother cows, they want to feed Krishna directly. So Krishna also expanded himself as the cows. So many things happen all simultaneously. Krishna is like a perfect gymnast. Or he can do many, many things all at the same time. Yeah, he's teaching us. He's teaching King Indra. He's teaching the demigods should not be like King Indra. He's teaching that the power corrupts. One can be intoxicated with one's position. So many all of these things being happening. That's just not like one single thing. And then Brahma Vimohan Leela is so amazing. Krishna doesn't have to lift. He can ask Lord Balaram to do it. Lord Balaram could have done it himself also. So many, many things happening. But one thing for sure is that it doesn't matter, even if there's some adversity that's going to happen to us in the future, this is for our own benefit to learn. Because somehow there is a tinge of sincerity in us that we want to go back home, back to Godhead. And Krishna will teach his devotees. This is what he called yeya tamam prapajante. As they surrender unto me, I reward them accordingly. So something will get slapped on the face. We'll stub our toes. But this is for us to learn. And we cannot blame anybody. Krishna works through his devotees. Or Krishna works through other living entities for us to learn. Okay? Yes, sir.
Hare Krishna, thank you, Maharaj, for a very nice class. And it just occurred to me while you were talking about this pastime that King Indra came to Krishna and his primary purpose was forgiveness.
Yes.
He's not praying as a pure devotee. A pure devotee would pray, please allow me devotional service at
right.
Eternally. I wonder if you wanted to expand on that or just
Akama sarva kama va moksha kama udhara di tibrena bhaktuya gena chayajit paramam purusa param. So whatever is our desire, whether we have no desire, we have so many desires, whatever, just approach Krishna, we'll get purified. Even if we have material desires while chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, continue chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That material desires will go. So anyone who approaches Krishna, ultimately it'll be for his own benefit. It doesn't matter what is the desire. Not everyone here has pure devotional service as their desire. Believe it or not. But when we hear these topics, we get purified. So keep going, keep coming, keep hearing. The same, Krishna, 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 always Krishna. We get purified. Okay? All right. Srila Prabhupada ki. King Indra ki. Surabhi Mata ki. Itai Gopi Manande. Hare Krishna.